This is a Daily Tech News Show special from CES 2020. I'm Tom Merritt here with Tina Anthony, Director of Digital Marketing for the CTA. Thanks for joining us, Tina.
Tom, thank you for having me. We're on day one of CES, the largest tech event on the planet. And I'm so excited to be talking to you and your listeners.
Now, the CTA puts on CES, and not that anybody in our audience doesn't know what it is, but they probably don't know, like, you know, where does CES come from? Who puts it on? How does it happen?
Absolutely. So the Consumer Technology Association is the producers of CES. And the Consumer Technology Association is based in Washington, D.C. And its mission statement is to promote the technology industry. And there's no better way to do it, in my opinion, than CES, where you're just bringing together the entire ecosystem of technology. CES has over 30 different product categories, each one highlighting technology that's improving our lives and making them for the better.
And CES has been going on for a long time.
Over 50 years.
Used to be in Chicago. It's been in other cities. It's been in Las Vegas for quite a long time. Why does it stay here? What keeps it here?
Las Vegas is our second home. It is a fantastic city to be in. The convention center, the space, the hotels, the hotel rooms. Las Vegas has 150,000 hotel rooms. And we just love working with the city of Las Vegas. We love giving back to the city of Las Vegas. And it really is a great partnership between us.
It's kind of impossible to imagine CES being anywhere else because I've been coming here since 2000. So I'm old fashioned. I think of CES as happening in the Las Vegas Convention Center, but it happens all over the entire city, basically.
It does. It's in 12 different venues across Las Vegas. For anyone who's here right now and is catching any morning news, that's all they talk about is the traffic that we're causing right now throughout all of Las Vegas. And we have over 2.9 million net square feet.
Wow.
So that's a lot of exhibit space. And we're really excited about the additions to the Las Vegas Convention Center as well that'll be coming online next year. We really have maxed out at capacity.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to those additions. It's actually arrived. It's actually happening.
Yeah, you see it when you pull in here. It's really breathtaking, the space that they're doing right now.
We've talked on the show, on the main show Monday through Friday, about all the announcements, all the trends and things we're seeing. But it's always good to get that perspective from somebody who's out there like you, walking the show floor, talking to people. What are you seeing as some of the big trends here?
Well, we have over 4,400 exhibitors. So you're going to see a lot of different trends. But I think the main themes we're seeing emerge right now are 5G and AI. CES is the hub for 5G. We're going to have presence from most major carriers. We have a really exciting conference track on 5G. And you're going to see it woven throughout the show floor, from smart cities to digital health. Similarly, AI and robotics. That area is up 30% this year. You're seeing AI solutions everywhere, from fridges, again, to smart cities, to resilient technology. It's really, again, something that's going to improve our lives for the better.
Yeah, 5G is one of those things that I know a lot of people in our audience have been hearing a lot about. Right. And like, oh, when's it going to come? Is it really going to be that good? And we're seeing actual shipping products this time, which is great.
2019 was the first year that commercial 5G was deployed. And they're saying by 2022, 70% of phones shipped will be 5G.
Yeah. So by the end of this year, I think 5G will be reachable for most of the country. And then this is where you're going to see a lot of the products that are going to happen. And like you say, AI, it gets a bad rap for people throwing it around. Some people use it loosely.
Right.
But one of the things that I'm noticing here at the show is you're seeing AI and machine learning used in ways that are not on the front end. They're not on a marketing level. They're on a way to just kind of provide the system improvements that is what really AI can deliver.
Absolutely. Again, I use the fridge example, but I think it's a great one out of Samsung. It's letting you look into your fridge and seeing what you need, anticipating your needs, knowing you're running low on almond milk, making sure you don't go to the grocery store and buy that second dozen of eggs that you may or may not need. And I think you're seeing it in automotive too, vehicle technology. We have over 150 vehicle tech companies. And that's something that you're seeing a lot. You're seeing AI woven through that. The connected car is really an exciting story here at CES.
Even just being able to anticipate stuff. But, and I think you're right. The fridge is a great example because at CES 2000, there was a fridge that lets you look inside with a webcam, right? But you had to decide whether you were out of something or not. Now I can do that for you, which is really good. Let's talk a little bit about how CES gets done. How does it get to Vegas? I mean, that's the part that always fascinates me because we come in on Monday and do our shows before the show floor is open. And this place is forklifts
organized
and no
chaos.
Carpets. And then I always walk in Tuesday morning blown away that it has magically become this beautiful show floor.
Right. Well, elves, they help a lot. Yes. But no, in all seriousness, it's a wonderful collaborative effort. The Consumer Technology Association as a whole, every single one of us works on it. A huge chunk of us year round. Our sales team is trying to get the best exhibitors in here. Conferences is trying to get the most exciting conference tracks. Our digital team is trying to bring you the best app. We're all trying to work together to make sure that the attendee experience is as good as possible. And that's something that's definitely first of mind here for us at CTA.
Is there any new stuff this year that mm-hmm. that people might not be aware of that you want to call attention to?
Absolutely. New this year, we have a travel and tourism section with Delta Airlines in it.
Right. And they just did their keynote as we're recording this.
Absolutely. Ed Bastian keynoted on the first day of CES and did a fantastic job. I didn't unfortunately get to catch it, but I saw that the themes of it were about managing your stress while traveling and really trying to ease travel for those. I mean, we're coming out of the holidays. I'm sure everyone has their stressful travel holiday story, and it's good to know that Delta Airlines is thinking about that.
Yeah. Is there anything that caught your eye particularly from that?
Not that, but I did catch the Samsung and Mercedes keynotes last night. Mm-hmm. Those were really interesting as well. Samsung, again, really leaned into their AI story. They debuted a new robot, which was really cute.
The Bali.
Yes, it was. We all declared we wanted one. Uh-huh. And just showed that their whole ecosystem is working together to improve our lives, from turning anywhere into a gym with their exoskeleton to the fridge, how they're partnering to build smart buildings. I think that was really interesting. And then Mercedes with their Avatar partnership. I encourage anyone to go to CES.tech to live stream, or now not live stream anymore, but to watch that keynote. Mercedes announced a partnership with James Cameron and his company and Avatar, and they really focused their keynote on sustainability and how they're going to build cars and leave as little of a footprint as possible. And I thought that was really interesting.
I also like the scales on the back of the car.
Yeah, the scales were really interesting in the cars.
I want to flash messages to people using
Yes, the whole thing was very, very, the car was great. And it's on the show floor here, and anyone can go see it online as well.
Excellent. So, you know, let's get real here for a second before we wrap up. When you come to CES, what's it's your job, mm-hmm. but what's the thing you're looking forward to? What's the thing that you're always hoping to find?
I think the thing I'm looking most forward to is Eureka Park. For those who don't know, Eureka Park is home to over 1,200 startups. It is the largest startup event in the country, in the world, if we think about it. And you're going to have over 50 different countries represented at Eureka Park as well. So keeping up with that global theme of CES. And it's just so exciting to get there. The energy is amazing. You don't know what's going to be that next billion-dollar company. You're watching all these small businesses have their Shark Tank moment. And there's just and Shark Tank also is here, by the way. And it's just that also
having its own show.
Have its own show. It's a moment, but it's a great area. I encourage everyone who's coming, whether it's their first time or their 15th time, to get to the Sands and see Eureka Park. It really is something that I get very excited about.
You know, it's one thing we try to do on Daily Tech News Show generally is pull in stories from Indonesia, India, mm-hmm. Korea. Obviously, we get huge stories from Korea, but even some of the smaller companies from Korea and all over the world, Nigeria, Kenya. Mm-hmm. And that is fascinating that you can go into one place and mm-hmm. see that many different countries.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't see the next billion-dollar company, just seeing what's on the minds of people who are experimenting.
And you're really seeing these innovators, these true entrepreneurs, and you're going to see what they think are the trends. And it's a great way to look and see the future.
And finally, how do you keep your feet in shape?
I've tested I should start my own comfortable shoes at CES blog I feel like I've cornered the market.
Have you cracked the code?
I've cracked the code. It's not cheap, but I've cracked it. And I think pacing yourself too. And more important than the comfortable shoes even is the hydration out here in the desert in January. But yeah, you know, stay hydrated. Wear comfortable shoes because, I mean, with 2.9 million square feet, you got to. I think something else that's really great is our app. Our app has a wonderful way to really be strategic about your time here. And
compliments on the app, too. The indoor positioning works.
Right?
Exactly. And I was, because we are in a different place this year than we were last year, and that helped me find mm-hmm. the new place easily. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's great, too. Again, going back to comfortable shoes, if you're wandering and not knowing where you're going, that's going to affect it. But the app is going to get you from point A to B, and it's also going to make you plan out your schedule, your meetings, everything. It's I think, one of the best tools you can get right now.
Is there a trick to your shoes, or is it you just found the right ones for you?
Elves again.
Elves left you the shoes. Yeah. Yes. So ask the elves, folks. There's your trick. All right. Tina, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
If people want to find out more about CTA, obviously you can find out more about CES in all kinds of places, but where should they go?
CTA.tech. for everything about the Consumer Technology Association, and then CES.tech for the show. And I encourage those who can't make it to check out our Twitter feed and Instagram at CES. We're going to be updating constantly throughout with lots of pictures from the show floor.
Excellent. Thank you again, Tina.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for joining us and supporting us at patreon.com/DTNS. You got this interview a little early if you're a patron, so you might want to check that out. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.